You got an organ going there. No wonder the sound has so much body.
Welcome to Danger Zone podcast with me, Danny Smith, Danny Maverick Smith, and
me, the person who Kiefer Sutherland plays. Is it not? Who's the slightly Nordic looking one?
That is very early.
Val Kilmer.
Non-fat Val Kilmer, which makes you
late period fat Val Kilmer, obviously.
You are listening to Danger Podcast. We are here live from the blue lit lights of the Custard Factory. Rather quiet to get there. I'm enjoying it a lot. Are you not?
It certainly is. There's a certain, how we say, ambient mini goth vibe to the setting.
Yeah, there. I wanted to talk to you about that because you are the person that I can sort of. John Bounds is on many different websites, Local Celebrity, and 13th most powerful Birmingham person in Birmingham.
Well, I was 14th, then someone died.
If anything, my actual legal advisor, you are the guy that I go to on matters legal, especially when it comes to saying things on the radio.
Okay, so what sort of thing have you been worried about?
Well, outside there is a certain music competition that I was once briefly involved with, can I say?
There was I remember the contretemps.
There was a thing.
Yes, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going on. Can I, A, mention the competition, if I've got nothing good to say, and B, mention the thing that happened without drawing too much?
I would advise you perhaps not to at this stage. I would say that whatever their faults and foibles, they're certainly doing quite well.
Which angers me. okay, so I will no longer. I will draw a discreet veil over that. How are you, John?
I'm good. I've been sitting in a park in Cannon Hill Park this afternoon, toasting like a ginger lobster.
A beautiful, beautiful.
It was. Have you? Years and years and years ago, there was a Guinness advert where there was tons of people on a beach and you could barely move, and it was.
Oh, they're all standing up.
Yeah, they kind of zoomed out to show a can of baked beans or worms or something with a particularly appetite Spike Milligan quote. It felt like that, but with more picnics.
Oh right, so it was particularly packed.
Absolutely rammed. You couldn't move for people attempting to play volleyball or some forms of short tennis over each other's cans of lager.
Which is weird because there are better parks. Well, there are other parks. So I'm not going to say there's better because actually it's a pretty good park, but largest, there are other parks quite...
Largest inner city park in Europe, I think.
No.
Is it not?
No, Sutton Park has that...
Sutton Park's not inner city, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's in Sutton, which is...
They claim it's not in Birmingham.
Really?
I don't know if the listeners are that aware of the kind of foibles of the Suttonites.
Maybe not, but yeah.
The Royal Borough of Sutton Coldfield gained a royal seal from Henry VIII, and they've not been happy about being shoved into Birmingham.
At all,
they don't like it. There are, you know, if you ever look at a street name sign in Birmingham, it's got the council crest on, that's forward, that sort of, the art and the industry. There is a maverick man, or I'm assuming man, for women are not normally this autistic, has been going around with printed stickers he's done on his inkjet of the Royal Sutton town.
Really?
Correcting
things.
Yeah. Oh, man. they do not like it up them.
They do not like it particularly up them. You are listening to the Danger Zone podcast, the podcast for studentbirmingham.com. If you want to get in contact with us, if you want to correct anything that we're saying, I'm happy to be corrected. I mean, I won't like you and probably never respond to you ever again, but I will read it because I'm desperate for the attention. So you need to get in contact with livelearnbham@gmail.com. I'll say that again a lot quicker. livelearnbham@gmail.com. Or you can get in contact with me on the Twitter. If you're on the Twitter, that is @DangerZonePod. Yes, so here at Rhubarb Radio. Nice.
Yeah. You can't whack Rhubarb Radio. I do a show on Rhubarb Radio if you just like to allow me to plug it for a second.
Oh, God. I was going to do this anyway, mate. But yeah, you do a very fine show on Rhubarb Radio.
I've kind of bookended the weekend because normally, 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning, I'm sitting
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Explain your show a little bit. Go on. Plug it up.
Well, it's called The Big Pause.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Carry reference. It's one of the few shows on Rhubarb that isn't basically some blokes turning up with their record collection. We try to have a bit more talking and stuff. It's more like...
Yeah, not name, no notes. Steve List, you.
I would say it's a conventional radio breakfast show, just with decent music, and we're unafraid to talk about, now we say, adult topics.
And sparkling and charming you both are, too.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Not on next week, don't suddenly...
Where could we find information about your show, John?
Well, head to rhubarbradio.com, certainly, or if you want to go and see, sort of back to what we've been up to, see if you like the music and stuff, all the track listings are up on bigpause.co.uk.
See, Rhubarb Radio, the most dangerous radio station in the Midlands. People scoff when I say this, but this is true, because we are not in the thrall of any people, advertisers, people in control of the content. We're not in their thrall.
Listeners.
Most dangerous radio station in the Midlands, and I'll put my hands up to that every single time. Oh, another show that's on. Another show that's on is Bromcast. Little Chris is the John Peel of the West Midlands. I firmly hold this belief, insofar as he's also not very good at talking on radio sometimes.
He's ham-fisted with the buttons.
And he sometimes plays records at the wrong speed, but we bloody love him for it.
Terribly difficult to do that digitally, but he's somehow
but he manages it. This week, he had a massive headache. Did you listen to this week's show?
Yeah, he was. I was enjoying it. He was very metal this week.
Yeah, he decided to overlap a metal show with the biggest headache he's ever had.
I was really enjoying it. Metal's not a genre that I'm particularly fond of, but I think Little Chris does brilliantly. He finds the genres you don't really give too much any kind of love for, and he'll pick those gems, those intelligent songs, those interesting songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Play them.
Yeah, no, and he has a genuine love for what he does. So I only have love for him. So we get our music from him. That's why we're giving him so much love right now. So the first song is called "Broken Again," the Black and the White, and we're going to listen to that now.
I'm
You see, the thing about metal is it's good and everything, but they never know how to finish the song, as far as I'm concerned.
I think we spotted the point about at least a minute ago.
It all finished and somebody went, let's do more!
It's normally the drummer or the bass player, they spot, it's like, they're like sort of wounded animals, and yeah, they just jump in that, they swear that spot for freedom, and just, it's gone quiet, bass solo.
So that was the Black and the White with Broken Again. I like them. I come from a metal background, though. I have to nail my metal to the wall and say, yeah, I am sitting here in long hair and cut off shorts and skull rings and stuff. So I would like that. That reminds me of my youth of drinking cider in Pigeon Park.
I think you nailed it. It said it was good at being metal.
It's good at being metal. I mention it because if you are into that sort of thing, and why the bloody hell would you not be? I am not judging you.
I don't know, maybe you had friends as a young man.
Maybe you like football like all the other kids. Yeah. No, right. If you do like that sort of thing, then there is next weekend a thing called Brumstock.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
Now, you know, me and John have had many conversations about Birmingham and things to do with Birmingham. John knows my feeling about the laziness of just calling something Brum something. And there's a lot of that goes on. They have really good events, and then they just add Brum. They just can't think of a title. A title should be an opportunity to show how interesting, funny, and creative you are.
Talking of this, though.
Okay.
I don't want to diss the event.
Okay.
I don't want to diss the style of music, perhaps a bit. Although,
yeah, you do.
although I diss it knowing full well that I'm dissing it from a point of having, considering myself to have moved on from it.
Okay, yeah.
This afternoon I came across a nice in the Bull's Head in Moseley.
Mm-hmm.
On Live Brum. I don't know if you know that site, livebrum.co.uk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best listening site in Birmingham completely. A night called Live Forever, described as a little night called Live Forever, has been making a little bit of a stir. Music from The Stones to The Beatles, Oasis to Blur, The Smiths to The Jam, and a little bit of everything in between. And what's in between? Even The Kinks sit outside.
So there's four albums that they put
on. They
played
both all types of music, rock and roll.
Where's that?
That's at the Bull's Head in Moseley.
We'll put a link to it in the show notes. If you want any information about anything we talk about, I do spend a lot of time listening to my own terrible voice, cringing and taking down notes and putting it in the show notes for you. So if you downloaded this from the site studentbirmingham.com, you should have a full list of links to everything we talked about, which is all nice and good. I want to talk about Brumstock. So the promotion company are called Black Scorpion.
Okay, so what sort of music might those put on?
Black Scorpion presents proudly Brumstock. Yeah, don't like Brum in titles of things, it's a bit lazy. Underground Rock Metal Festival. It's at the Old Wharf. I've never been to the Old Wharf. Have you been to the Old Wharf?
Yeah, it's very metal.
Is it? I didn't know there was another metal pub.
Yeah, yeah, the Old Wharf. It has a lot of punk stuff going on as well. It's kind of that niche.
Do you know what? In all the years I've lived in Birmingham, been involved in that scene, I've never been down to the Old Wharf.
Yeah, whether it's kind of some of the people have moved out after various, you know, people have shut down. It's kind of got that old metal scene. Maybe a few of the goths that moved out of the Torridor.
I was a goth. I wasn't quite a Torridor goth though, but yeah. So anyway, bands that are available at Brumstock, and don't get me wrong, I'm not dissing any of them. Eradicator, spelled with a K. I Hate You More. Merciless Terror.
Leather Pig caught my eye.
About to say that. Blood Point Blank Fury.
I'm definitely going to be there on Sunday for Morgue Orgy.
No, there is a Morgue Orgy.
Headlining on Sunday.
Naked Remedy and Synopsis.
And
popular BBC drama, Ashes to Ashes.
Tread the Blood.
Now, it's free, so anyone can turn up and get involved and bang your head and worship at the altar of Satan.
Or but maybe stand up at the bar winking ironically.
The thing that gets me is Black Scorpion, Reverend Dead, blah, 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 blah. All in aid of charity for the children's hospital. Kind of devalues your nihilist outlooks. I worship sin, but I like the kids. But it is a really good charity, and it'll be worth a laugh if nothing else.
I don't quite see how they're going to make any money.
They pass buckets around. Apparently it's made some money in the past. It's not the first Brumstock.
Good stuff. I mean, loads of bands, never heard of any of them.
Loads of bands for free. And it's for charity, so if you are even inclined to that sort of music, go seek it out. We will link to it in the show notes.
And I guarantee you probably won't be the uncoolest person there, which is awesome.
I once went to the Rainbow Pub, and there was a... Oh, God, it was... I was in the Rainbow Pub, and I was drinking. I was going to the Rainbow Pub. I needed to do some writing, because sometimes I have to do some writing. So I went to the Rainbow Pub, and there's two bouncers at the door. And I just walked past them, because I thought, oh, well, what are bouncers doing on the door? And they just kind of give me a what's up nod as I walked in. I was like, okay, that's weird. So I sat down and started writing, and then I just started, and it was in the middle of the day, and it was in the middle of a summer's day. All of a sudden, I started getting surrounded by, like, real hardcore goths, kind of the real hardcore kind. And there was this one really creepy one with the overcake makeup, and he was obviously about 45 years old, and he hadn't let the scene go, which is a bit weird. And
you got to admire him.
I got to admire the dedication to the scene, but most people move on from then, so it was a bit weird. And he was eating hummus, which is, if you are an angel of death, you need to be drinking blood at some point, I think. And just surrounded by goths, and I just caught the manager, and the manager was like, Are you here for the festival? I was like, what festival? And the guy went, yeah, there's an all-day goth festival. I went, all day? Shouldn't it be all night? It's a glorious sunshine out there. He goes, yeah, no, I think it's weird too. I think it's going to be the last one we have. You're just really sweating, the makeup running on their faces. Oh.
It is hard work. From the only option they've got on a glorious summer's day like today is to wear Victorian bathing suits.
And can I also point out that I was a goth very briefly? I did the whole makeup thing, so it's coming from a place of love, guys, if you take offence. If you take offence, it's coming from a place of love, guys, so don't hell on me, because I'm a nice guy.
I've done it, long black coat, docks...
Black hose, black shoe, Cadillac.
Difficult being a ginger goth, though.
Oh, God, yeah, no.
I did use thermal hair. I'm not that ginger anymore. It's kind of faded with age.
No, I've always said that you're not a ginger.
I was quite virulently ginger at one point. And, yes, you can dye the hair. You can sort of dye the sideboards. Eyebrows are tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up mascaraing them.
Really? Did you go the whole mascara hog?
Yeah, and you've got to shave on a very regular basis, otherwise a ginger beard will give you away.
Oh, no, you don't want to be outed as a ginger.
And all
mind you, they should be worshipping gingers. Ginger babies are the only ones born with teeth. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Not all ginger babies are born with teeth, but the only babies that are born with teeth are ginger.
But I mean, that's interesting. Charles I was born with teeth.
Mm, so he must have been a bit of a king. Also,
heavy,
you're allergic to...
a heavy black wig, maybe he's a goth.
Also, allergic to sunlight.
Completely. So that's good.
So vampires, if anything. Do you know we do the Mon Mag headlines? I don't know if you've listened.
I've listened. Not very good at it, but I've listened.
So the Mon Mag headlines is where I take four stories from the headlines of the sort of magazine your mum buys and you lament over. You know, the take a break... etc. Chat.
Girlfriend buys Take a Break.
Really?
Sometimes. She only buy it for the puzzles.
You've got a head start then.
She only buy it for the puzzles. She says, but she sometimes sent when I've been to the supermarket, will you buy me a Take a Break? And I don't really want to do it, but I will. But I've sometimes come back with a Take a Break puzzle thing. So I thought that would be better because it's all the puzzles.
Yeah.
But none of the stories.
Only buy it for the puzzles, yeah.
Yes. No. She definitely wants Boot Sale Tales. Have you seen that?
Boot Sale Tales is a good one.
Boot Sale Tales. And the other one is when they come up with a great idea. That's it. I hadn't got a thing to hold my pens in. Then I found something to hold my pens in. What a great idea
if
that
anyone
is.
Anyone has ever read Viz Top Tips? Which are basically like, old people, don't die when fall over, just simply get up and brush yourself off. That sort of, like, it is so like that, they're almost indistinguishable, and hence this sort of thing, because they are so indistinguishable from fiction, that I try and mix up a bit of fiction with the four headlines. So, last week's, I've got to give the answers, so what do you reckon? Here they are. My 9-year-old was turning into a pedo.
Okay.
Do I look like I'm dying?
Mm-hmm.
I drilled into my brain because the doctor told me not to.
Mm-hmm.
He killed mom, then shot my face off.
Right.
And Crikey, who are you? The man who forgot his bride.
And I'm picking the one that's not.
You're picking real. The one that. All of them are actual facts, and there's one that I made up out of my brain.
I'm going to go for the one that had the shooting of the face off, because that's just horrible.
You see, Phil was like that. Phil was saying, shut my face up is something that you would say, Dan. And I admit it is something I'd say, but the actual answer is, I drilled into my brain because the doctor told me not to. Of course that's fiction.
I've read about trepanning. I thought that was...
So, shall I do this week's Mum Mag headlines?
Please do.
Okay. I'm part guinea pig, part fish. My rabbit hut time machine saved my granddaughter's life. My pet ferret ate my face. I hear cats chat. Animals, they destroyed my mother.
Wow.
So, in honour of you, John, because you are a lovely, lovely animal-loving man, which I find weird.
In a perfectly platonic way, I might add.
So I made them all animal-themed. It also helped that there was a lot of animal headlines.
Yeah.
So, what do you reckon? What's your instincts on that one? Well,
ferrets are notoriously nippy.
Okay.
They're not as nippy as otters. Otters are very nippy. We all know how to Terry Nutkins.
He looks like he's Spider-Man sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he dressed as Spider-Man once, didn't he?
No, did he?
Oh, yes. I remember very clearly an episode of Animal Magic where Terry Nutkins was dressed as Spider-Man, start pretending to eat a house because what spiders do is eat their web.
So he's got one or two of his middle fingers missing, so it looks like he's doing the Spider-Man thing anyway, and he dressed as Spider-Man with no irony whatsoever.
Bitten off by the same otter, but in two separate incidents.
I will try and find footage of Terry Nutkins dressed as Spider-Man for you and put it on the old show notes. So what's your instinct?
Ferrets are very bitey. That's kind of true. Cats, yeah, I can totally get that.
I hear cats chat.
Yeah, I can...
Because also, Phil would point out at this point that I am fond of the alliteration.
Well, certainly. I think, actually, the one that's... It's just too simple. Animals destroyed by mom is just too simple.
Because, right.
Yeah, they've tried... There's no sense in which they haven't over-dramatised it enough. It's too flat. Mm-hmm. I think you've tried to double bluff.
Wow. Okay.
I'm thinking.
Well, you'll find out next week, guys. And I'll put all the Mum Mags on the show notes as well. So this is a perfect opportunity to play another local Birmingham band. We like playing local Birmingham bands on the old Brum, from the old Brumcast. So this is one that I haven't really heard of before. I know they're local because I've heard them being mentioned a little bit. So this is a little band called Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
Oh, I've heard of them.
No! by side. High blood drumming on your skin, it's so tight. You feel my heat, I'm just a moment behind.
That was a band called Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
I think they might be big.
I think they'll do all right, yeah.
Very 80s, I think that's kind of popular at the moment.
Well, that's massive at the moment, isn't it? The whole 80s thing.
They've got it down so well.
If you want to get in contact with us, we are studentbirmingham.com. This is Danger Zone Podcast. We are available on the email at livelearnbham@gmail.com. You can also find us on the Twitter at Danger Zone Pod. Or also, you can join a little Facebook group. It's facebook.com/studentbirmingham. Is there any slashes in that? All one word?
Just the one. Facebook.com/
Student Birmingham. All one word.
You'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. You just Google it.
If you Google it, you'll find it. It's on Facebook.
Okay, well, search it on Facebook. And speaking of which, we wanted to send you a little bit of a message, guys. We know that you students are all about the Facebook. You're all on the Facebook, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It's one of the main places that I think young people of today...
Young people of today. So you guys are on Facebook, but sort out your privacy settings. Recently, the founder of Facebook was caught on tape saying...
I know that wasn't caught on tape. Someone caught his old emails when he was first doing Facebook back in Harvard when he was a student.
Okay.
He says, he was talking to someone, says, if you want all the details of everybody that's at Harvard, mate, you can have them. People trust me, they're stupid, pretty much.
Yeah. And to highlight these privacy issues, there is a website being set up called...
Your Open Book.
YourOpenBook.com. And basically, you can search all the public statuses. Now, you're thinking, well, you can kind of do that anyway. No, you can't. And it's very, 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 very bad thing, because it comes up with... basically what you said and your picture, your profile picture next to it. So imagine the situation. You are boasting with your mates about how many tequila shots you did on a Wednesday night at Snobs, because they're only...
well, they used to be 50p.
30p.
Have they gone there?
I don't know.
Deflation.
I actually have been to Snobs quite recently, but I don't remember the prices of the drinks, funny enough. I don't... there's some sort of amnesia effect that went on there.
Yeah, so if you've been doing all that and you had a tutorial or something on a Thursday morning that you skipped,
yeah,
it wouldn't be too difficult for someone to find that out.
Yeah, if you put on Facebook, skip tutorial because I had 12 tequilas the night before, it would come up with your face.
If you've got a part-time job and you hate your job and you put, I hate my boss, he's a turd.
Yep.
He can find it.
He'll find it. And people are increasingly aware of this. And don't think it hasn't happened, because people have been sacked.
Now I'm not sure.
People have been saying
I'm not sure if that's a little bit of scaremongering. It seems wise not to do it if you can.
I don't know. There have been too many news stories about people being sacked.
Apart from that Labour MP, he did get the sack.
There have been too many news stories about people being sacked because of this for all of them to be untrue. For all of them to be some sort of constructive dismissal.
It will happen at some point, even if it hasn't yet.
Don't be that guy, and don't be the person that's thrown off the course because you call your tutor a nutsack or whatever. Because if you're going to do it, turn up drunk one day, marvellously drunk, and call it to their face, and then leave in a spectacular fashion.
You may as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb, as they say.
I have no idea what that means.
If you're going to nick something, and in the 13th and 14th century you would have got hung and died for nicking anything at all, loaf of bread, etc. You may as well attempt to nick a sheep and eat for a few days and just nick a lamb.
I understand. Yes, I like that phrase. Phil isn't here. Phil has got a bad dose of the clap. He has to go get that sorted out before he starts the working week. Otherwise, he will literally infect anyone he walks past. So, chin up if you're listening, Phil. Don't be afraid of the injections. They're good for you. So you are going to have to do the student of the week there, John, for us.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk to you about a man, a clever man, a man interested and engaged and the world around him, so much so that he was contributing to our closer European harmony and integration by doing a degree in the not exactly heralded subject of international relations and European politics.
Sounds like a hero.
At a certain Birmingham University of Birmingham.
So he was. Was it a red one?
A red brick one, sort of south.
Yeah, one of the red brick ones in Birmingham.
Now, this man, let's call him Ian, for it was his name, needed some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live on international harmony and relations and being nice to the French alone.
No.
In fact, very few people can live on being nice to the French. So he decided to get a part-time job. And what better place to get a part-time job than working with people in the wonderful world of retail?
What a hero.
And what better retail setting to get than owned by a large Birmingham company. So he's doing something for the local economy as well. He's international, he's local, he's local, thinks global. What a dude. So he's got a job at Poundland in the Palisades. Third day, he was moved on to the tills. He left after 2 hours of being asked, how much is this? Couldn't put up with it.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and
maybe
let them.
Maybe not Ian, you are a hero. You are the future. We are.
I salute you.
We both salute you with a warm groin. Oh, I love the Student of the Week. It makes you feel good about humanity.
Well, that was, of course, selected from the thousands of entries.
Literally.
That's the worst part. The worst part of the job. So just sorting through all of that. I don't know how Phil does it every week.
He doesn't work a full week, basically. He takes a couple of days off. If you are a Student of the Week, or you have a nomination of a Student of the Week, or if you just want to stitch up your friend, it is livelearnbham@gmail.com. livelearnbham@gmail.com. And we will receive, and there is a fair chance it will get on.
But if it's good enough.
If it's good enough, or if it's real. You've also got Phil's other job.
I have. This was also quite tricky.
Which is a week in a tweet. We sum up a week. Twitter is a communication. If you don't know what Twitter is, I can't be bothered to explain it.
A blog is sort of like an online diary.
You basically have 160 characters to sum up the news.
All right, okay.
I've been drinking.
I must admit, I've played safe. I've gone quite well under.
Okay, so week in a tweet. This would be where the jingle was if we had one. Imagine a jingle.
Ooh, week in a tweet. All right. Fergie wide, Dio died, Clegg lied, Brom fried, Bayon tried, but the special one won.
Oh, I like that. Well done. So that you don't need to read the news, guys. We sum it up for you. Any dinner party that you're invited to, you can pretty much wing it from there.
You might need to work out which Fergie I was talking about. out of the three.
Are there three? Can anything
there's
concern?
The one at the Black Eyed Peas, there's the Dow Scotsman.
The one that weed herself. Have you seen those pictures of her weeing herself?
The Duchess of York?
Yep.
She's had a bad week. Weed herself and sold her ex-husband out to a businessman for £500,000 in a News of the World sting.
You know, the singer Fergie weed herself, and because I find that picture so funny, I'll put that in the show notes.
Tell you who else has weed themselves. One of the Olympic mascots. It just looks like he's got a blue patch.
I'm sure there's weird versions of them on Twitter if you look for them. Now, at this point, Phil usually fails to choose a song, even though he's been promised that he's going to choose a song for pretty much 5 weeks in a row. So I normally have to pick a song for him, so I'm going to do that same favour for you.
Thank you.
And here is the song I picked for you.
Taco Bell.
Nah.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Smells. I wrote a lot of L's.
That is Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell by Das Racist. That is the Wallpaper remix.
Check them out. Best band in the world. No contest. 20-track mixtape available. Free to download. DasRacist.net. They're wonderful.
I knew you'd like that, John. You've been listening to the Danger Zone podcast from studentbirmingham.com. If you want to get in contact with us about literally anything, it is livelearnbham@gmail.com. You can also find us on the Twitter at Danger Zone Pod. I've had a good week.
I've had a rather excellent one too.
Okay, Phil will be back next week if that clap clears up. God bless you all. Godspeed. Goodbye.
Bye.